Sound Off, recorded on Monday morning, October 28th, 2019. I am your host, Andrew Rude, and I'm here for a quick roundup of IU sports news. After defeating the Nebraska Cornhuskers 38-31 Saturday afternoon in Lincoln, Indiana football is bowl eligible for the first time since 2016. Peyton Ramsey got the start at quarterback for the injured Michael Penix, and he played a major role in the outcome of the game. Ramsey completed 27 out of 40 passes for 351 yards and 2 touchdowns, while adding 42 yards in additional score on the ground. The Hoosiers reached 6 wins on the season, the magic number needed for bowl eligibility. This is the best start for the Indiana program since the 1993 season, when they started 7-1 through the month of October. Tom Allen's team has 4 remaining games on the schedule before they find out what bowl they'll be playing in. The first one will be coming Saturday against Northwestern, with kickoff being set for 7 p.m. inside of Memorial Stadium, the game being live on Fox Sports 1. Transitioning to men's soccer, the Hoosiers defeated the Rutgers Scarlet Knights 3-0 under the lights of Bill Armstrong Stadium Friday night. The Hoosier goals came from Joris Alamvi, Joe Schmidt, and Aiden Morris, respectively. Morris also had 2 assists on the night, and Thomas War added another assist to Morris's second goal. With the victory, Indiana improves to 10 wins on the season, with their next contest being the regular season home finale against the Ohio State Buckeyes. The match is scheduled for Tuesday night with an 8 p.m. start time and can be seen exclusively on BTN+. Indiana men's basketball begins their 2019 season with an exhibition contest against Gannon Tuesday night in Simon Scott Assembly Hall. The meeting will be the first ever between the schools and will give the Hoosiers one more tune-up before their first regular season game against Western Illinois. Indiana had a chance to shake off some rust as they faced Marquette in a close scrimmage last week, with the Golden Eagles defeating the Hoosiers 72-69. Tuesday night's matchup will tip off at 7 p.m. and can be viewed on BTN+ and listened live on the IU Radio Network. Remember to watch us live Tuesday evenings at 8:30 p.m. or subscribe to our podcast, The Hoosier Sound, wherever you listen to podcasts. If you like the transcript and links mentioned in today's show, head over to IndianaHQ.com to check that out, in addition to all our insightful articles. We will catch you next Monday, November 4th, for the next edition of The Hoosier Sound Off. But as always, thank you for listening, Hoosier Nation, and we'll see you next time.